Blog Talk Radio.
Name
yeah.
of Jesus.
Yeah.
lot of people have issues with their name, but we don't. There's this guy out there by the name of Lewd White. L-E-W White, I think is his name, right? He's one of these big name people. And somehow, someway, his post got into my feed on Facebook. And of course, he's bashing the name of Jesus and, you know, trying to stick with the ancient names or whatever it is, you know what I mean? And so I sent him a note. I said, okay, say if the name of Jesus is so pagan, then the name that you use, tell me what works have you done or miracles or healing in the name that you claim. Yeah. Crickets. They ignore it and just post on something else. Mm-hmm. It's like with the so-called Hebrew Israelites. They come up with all these names. Okay, so then as a disciple of that name, tell me what you've done in his name. I get nothing. People can argue all day long about how you can twist your tongue. But the one thing that the inflection of your voice can't do, if you don't have the Holy Spirit if you don't have his power, because without him you can do nothing. Now we know the reason why nothing is being done. Because you're without him.
Come on.
See what I mean? That's just cut the bull crap, right? Mm-hmm. Like when I was talking to this guy about, he wants to argue me down. I said, brother, you don't have a valid argument over polygyny versus monogamy. I said, bro, I'll tell you what. I said, have you ever noticed that there are no laws in the book for monogamy?
Hallelujah.
But y'all has wrote plenty of laws for a man to have multiple wives. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir. It is.
Now, both of them are lawful in his eyes, but monogamy, there's no laws. What I get, crickets.
Yes, sir.
Nothing but crickets. Yes, why do people take issue with y'all and his law and his word? The people who are the most contentious are the people who produce the least amount of any faith or anything. Shabbat shalom, Israel.
Shabbat shalom.
How's everybody doing? So y'all know the routine. Give us the check, the radio check. All right, we bless y'all. I've went up there to Straightway Kentucky East today, came back, and, you know, Elder Mitch is really doing a good job up there. Now, when I say Elder Mitch, that includes the brethren that are up there as well. All right? It's just I'm not going to sit up here and run down everybody's name, but, you know, the leader, when the one's leading his charge, usually leaders work harder than the people on the community. I mean, because they have a great responsibility. So Elder Mitchell is doing a good job. Doing a real good job. So we got tears in the house everywhere. All right, so let's get into some announcements here for a second, okay? Hey, check this out. If you are a plumber in the ministry, Straightway have need of you. Because Elder Douglas went out and bought a bunch of plumber stuff, and we're getting ready to, we need a level and tap that thing down before we dig. We got the tapper back, right? You know? Yeah, that's right. Okay, so we need all plumbers starting first day, hands on deck. All plumbers. We want people who know what they're doing. Because we can't have people. Is that such a thing if I use the term misgluing? Nah. Let me put it like this. You glue the wrong part. No. That's $36. That's destroyed. We don't have $36 for people who are scribing or aspiring to to be plumbers. You understand what I mean? We need people who are just not going to make too many mistakes. You understand what I mean? But if you're there, plumbers in the ministry, you need to start putting your name down on the board. Come up here and give us a hand.
You said competent.
Yeah, competent plumbers. Everybody like, oh, yeah, we can do that. We need you. We also need some laborers. Because competent plumbers need laborers. You know, we got to get the ditches dug and get them leveled. And we have a mini excavator that we rent. I hate doing that, man. I hate renting equipment from these people. You know what I mean? But the hub is Straightway, Tennessee here. We definitely have need of it. So give us a call and let us know that you're coming. We appreciate it. We do appreciate it. Pastor Corey and them finally have a community.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Finally have a community. I think it's 17 and a half acres. 17 and a half acres. So, man, what does that put us at? About 14, 15 communities, somewhere along in there? We're up there on the communities. Man, the way the rate is going, I wouldn't doubt before the next 4 or 5 years, we have 20-something. I think we got at least 14, 15 communities now. If I was to run this thing down, man, it's really. Let me try to tally this up for a second. Y'all let me know if I repeat any, right? Help me keep tabs here. We got one in North Carolina with Brother Gideon on that land down there. We have, four in Tennessee. Four of them. Straightway Hub, Rashad, Brother Will, and Brick, Brother Brick Craigle. That's four. No. Well, they ain't not a community yet. They're a homestead, yeah. As soon as they get their land, they will be. So it's four in Tennessee. Then we have two in Georgia, one in Alabama. We have three in Kentucky. One in Indiana. One in Wisconsin. One in Alabama. I said Alabama. Okay.
We're 13 right now.
We're 13. One in KC. Over out in Missouri. How many is that? What is that? 14? That's 14. Just right there. And then we have some that we don't really consider them communities because we call them satellites. That means they want to be in fellowship with Straightway, but they don't want really in part of being in fellowship. Does that make sense?
Yes,
I don't even know how to call that stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of like one of them deals in the book, Abraham and Lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They want to live independent, be like Lot.
Yeah.
Then if they get in trouble, they want the help of Abraham.
Right.
It's one of those things right there. Oh, and we have one in Canada. Stephen Wonder, they got their own land, homestead, and everything. At one time, they've had at least two people to try, you know, to live there with, but then they kick traces. That's for sure. So, yeah, that's 15 right there. And what makes a community? What makes a community is when I've had people come and give me the deeds to their land. I mean, the deeds are paid off land. Land's paid off. give me deeds. Because, you know, that made it easy for a lot of people because what I usually do is give them right back to them. But you the steward. You know what I mean? That's one reason why we got to have responsible brothers, older men, pastors, elders. You know what I mean? We got to have leaders in these communities to be able to run these things. And, of course, if you put it all together, I guarantee we probably have, well, maybe 700 acres of land if you probably put it all together. Something like that. Because just up in Indiana, and up Indiana Elder Mitchell, that would put us at 300-something. Easy. Thank y'all for y'all donating. By the way, man, I do appreciate y'all donation. Van Robinson, Shabbat Shalom, Shep. I'm a licensed journeyman plumber. We will be there for the feast. Put me to work more than willing to help. Ah, we got work for you too, man. Bless you, Pastor. So, Brother Van Robinson, y'all write that down. Houston, Texas. Licensed journeyman. We need you, brother. Straightway have need of thee. Hallelujah. But we have so much talent in the ministry as well. You know, to get stuff done. That's saying something when you can build your own infrastructure. Brother Brent Grego texted me today. And, you know, of course, prices are high. They're up everywhere. Prices are high every single way. Hey, y'all let me know if that AC is disturbing y'all on the other side to where it's either preventing or hindering y'all in some way of being able to hear me speak. Just let me know. If it's not messing with you at all, just type in one. But Brother Brent Grego, Brent Craig, that puts us at 400 easy. That puts us at 400 acres. That's easy. He texted me today, and he said, so I believe, don't quote me verbatim on this, but he said either he was talking to someone or someone came into his shop and they were speaking about the Masons. I'm talking about block masons, you know, who's going to build for them or build for this particular man. And these guys charge, are y'all ready for this? These guys charge I remember we talked about that, but we didn't know if Barney was going to go ahead and be using it for his job right now. So we've got a meeting right now for the next 30 days. And if we need one after that, then we'll turn that in, and then we'll make sure we make room to come for it. We'll make time to go and get that mini excavator that Marty has. Ellis Williams, bless you, Shepherd. You are doing a great work for the Most High Yah and his people. Please don't come down. I ain't going down. Only one going to bring me down is Yah. And he ain't going to bring none of us down. He's too busy bringing us up.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I wish that people could understand. I wish they could comprehend and understand the perspective of Yah. The way I preach it and teach. I wish y'all could really understand him the way I do. It ain't like I don't give a heat for effort. But anyway, back to Brother Brent Craigle. So this guy said, this blockmate said, he quoted this guy, he charges him $7 a block. Hold on. That's the purchase of the block, to lay the block, to get the sand, the mortar, and the truss wire. So he just says, okay, $7 a block. Man, I said up there, I went. See, the reason why I say it, man, it's a game changer when you know how to do your own build.
Yes, sir.
You hear that? Now, if you provide everything, usually masons nowadays will charge you to lay the block, how much the block costs. I'm sure the labor don't went up too with everything else because usually the average block mason would charge you $1.75 per block to lay it. That's money, man. There ain't too many people volunteering for that job either because it's a hard job. But you think about that. You look at all the blocks of the building right here, $1.75 per block. Man, you're going to make a lot of money right there. All you got to do is bring your talent to lay it. Right now, I think the guy said the average going rate is to lay a block, providing everybody is there, $2 per block. So with Straightway coming to help y'all brothers, y'all just be appreciative. Elder Rupert said they charge over $3 a block in this area. Is that to lay it? See, everything up. And see, and I sat up there and I said, this is ridiculous because block right now, I think Brother Rick Craigle, he told me that block down there is running $2.17 a block. For regular, 8-inch block. No split face, no custom blocks, $2.18. Split face block, I guarantee it's got to be $4 a block now. Got to be. Because I know corners cost a lot. And y'all see all the blocks we got up there? Man, I bought all them blocks, man. Even when we're going to use them or not, I just bought them up. Them blocks been set up there for a couple years.
Where they used to be?
I bought them blocks. I think for $1.30 a block, regular block. And I paid maybe $2.25 for the split face block. And maybe $2.45 a piece for the corners. Everything's done double. Straightway will tell you. Yeah, they'll see me come out and they'll see me go out and come back with some building material and it will just sit. And they don't even question no more. Why pastor doing that? They don't even question no more. They just
fall off. Right.
Yep. Just, you got to be able to see it fall off. We had like 400 something sheets of OSB that I got a couple of years before all these prices started. And I got them things for $5.88 a sheet. OSB got up to like 45, 50 bucks a sheet. I could have sold them for half price.
Yeah, you go for something, baby.
I could have sold them things for half price, still made a lucrative profit. But how many times, teacher, do you see me? Just go out and I'll come back with all kinds of loads of building material. It was that what? They don't even question, what are you doing, pastor? But they don't even ask that no more. They know something's coming down the pipe. And look at how much money we got sitting up there now. If we was to sell the blocks back. See what I mean? But I know you're going to use them back. Without a vision, people perish.
Yep.
I told you, I pay attention to trends. Isaac, bless you, pastors. Bless all the brothers.
There
with you, pastor. Love all the videos and content. The power behind your breakdown of pagan Christians and their false inserted doctrines is documentary worthy. It is. Boy, I upset on the Alpha part. This week, man, when I went in on Judeo-Christianity, you know, I started talking about Israeli, man, that ain't nothing new to us. It's just, but when you first hear it, and you are either Christian or Jew, you think I'm the Antichrist.
True.
Unless you hear.
Yeah.
Unless you hear.
Yeah.
And anyway, Now y'all see the reason why I said we don't have the money to pay the world to build stuff for us. Why should we do it when we're just as intelligent as they are? Hallelujah. We can do it. They can do it. We can do it. You know what I mean? Everybody don't have to be the framer. All you need is one person to know how to frame, and then he can teach other people. Now, you have got to know math in order to build a building. And I'm talking about calculus, trig. You need to know some form of algebra. Not no 1 plus 2, 2 plus 2, and all this other stuff. They ain't going to cut it. Like, for instance, if I mention, how many of y'all people out there know what a compound minor cut is? I'm not expecting for you to know it if you don't know it, because if you never had an experience, you don't know. You're supposed to know. But a compound minor cut, man, you got two different degrees you got to cut on one piece of wood to join at a hip valley in order for it to fit. Because of the angles of it. Hoo-hoo-ray. Man. That's a little rough. But see, if somebody knows how to measure you, if you can get a cut man down, everybody don't even know, believe it or not, everybody know how valuable a cut man is. Because you'll get people, man, down, you'll tell them, okay, man, I need you to cut this at 12, 13, 16ths. All right, so they'll draw it out and stuff. And you know what they'll do? They'll make the line, and then they'll take the skill saw and cut out the line. Now you done messed it up because the blade is an eighth inch thick. Yeah, big time. Ooh, boy. Attention to detail. But for real. But if you notice straightway, we're not trying to keep all this knowledge and then take it to the grave. There's a library of knowledge in the grave that a bunch of folks in the younger generation didn't want to hear. We're trying to pay it forward. For real. Trying to pay it forward. Don't do no good for yourself and amass all this and then you can't teach no one. Now, the problem that we have today is that people don't have teachable spirits. They don't have teachable spirits, and neither do they make themselves available to be taught. Because if you got a teachable spirit, we'll teach you. Walk to it. Because, listen, all this infrastructure we're building, you know, the whole idea is to continue to keep adding land and building more homes and expanding this little thing. Yes, sir, until the king comes. We're charged to occupy until the king comes. We're not going to do like the Seventh-day Adventists and them did with William Miller in 1844. They prophesied Jesus was coming, and they sold their businesses, sold everything they had, went up on top of a mountain and waited for Jesus to come. Yeah, about 3 or 4 days, boy, they wouldn't try to get their businesses back and everything else. And, see what I mean? I mean, the Most High said, surely, Yahweh Elohim would do nothing until he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. How many times people have tried to lay that prophet stuff on me? Teach things. They just keep on. Man, I know you say pastor, but brother, you be prophesying and it be coming to pass. Whatever. Yes, I guess I just ain't hung up on stuff like, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I'm more hung up on the faith thing. He to have faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
He to have ears, let him hear.
Yes, sir.
What the Spirit said.
Yes, sir.
You don't even know how the Spirit, do you even know what the Spirit says? Do you even know how the Spirit says?
Well,
see, my thinking is just off the chain from this world, right? I'll give you an example. All right? How many times we heard it quoted in the scriptures, and we heard the Messiah quoted himself, he that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit says. Okay, so how do you hear what the Spirit says? If you know how to hear what the Spirit says, tell us. We all would like to know. How do you hear the Spirit? That's a good question, isn't it?
Yes,
how do you hear the Spirit?
Yes,
because somebody, if you have ears, let him, allow him to hear.
Yes.
What the Spirit says. If you don't know and you're speculating, the best thing to do is just be quiet.
I mean.
No, for real.
Just
to be quiet. Don't the book say, now the Spirit speaketh expressly. So the Spirit does have a voice.
Yes, sir.
That in the latter times, what people going to do, they're going to depart from the faith. So the Spirit is always talking.
Yes, sir.
My words, they are spirit, and they are life. I can do this all night long.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, I can do this all night long.
Yeah,
but see, it's my job to feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So what is, how does the Spirit? How would you know what the Spirit? The Spirit does have a voice.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, it's not audible. It's not audible like you're going to hear something coming from the sky. Yahshua said, he ain't doing that no more. He did that in Paul's in them days because of a chosen vessel, but speaking to the nation as a whole, he ain't doing that. He ain't doing that. Now, if the Spirit is going to speak expressly in the latter times, if I'm going to depart from the faith, how does the Spirit talk? Okay, it's pretty simple. This is the voice of the Spirit. First of all, the Holy Spirit is the very essence of Yah himself because Yah is a Spirit.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on.
So far, we're doing good, right?
Yes, sir.
Not only does the Spirit have the voice of Yah,
yes.
Are you following me? That Spirit, that of Yah, is now, if you're born again, he dwells in you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
So when you hear
yeah.
a word coming from a vessel,
yeah.
That Spirit that is inside of you, he opens your understanding.
Yeah.
You hear,
yeah.
and you're sitting up here looking at everybody else going, you didn't hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? What? How do you miss that?
Yeah. Oh, my pain.
That's the same Spirit that came flesh and said, I will never leave you.
Oh.
Nor forsake you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
Come on, sir.
Yes. Come on.
Go ahead.
Where's the Spirit at? Yah is the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
When you pray, we always say, let's pray. What do we do when we say, let's pray? We all do like this, right?
Yes, sir.
We bow our head. What are we bowing our head to? To the Spirit that's dwelling within.
Yeah!
Good.
Hey. Come on, Seth. Truth. Come on. Spirit. Yes.
He's the only one that can be everywhere, every place, and
yes.
all
time.
Yes, sir.
And in you.
And in me.
And it's amazing how when you hear a word,
yeah.
my words, they are spirit and they are
life.
It's amazing how all of a sudden when you hear that, all of a sudden,
yeah.
the spirit that's with inside
yeah.
of you,
yeah.
he resonates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Same spirit of our Father. Come on.
It's easy for us all to rejoice because we're all born again.
Yes,
believe.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. When you can hear the Spirit,
yeah.
and you can be out there amongst a bunch of other people.
What?
Hey. And most people today because they hear all these uncertain sounds. They don't think a sound is profound.
Yeah.
You don't believe it?
Oh, man.
They don't think a sound is profound.
Yeah, a sound is profound.
Yeah. That's why I said it. He
that
has
ears,
let him hear.
Come on.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So now you can comprehend and understand the reason why everybody can't hear.
Yeah.
See, that thinking is,
yeah,
is way off chain.
Yes,
that thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Yes, sir.
And the only way you can comprehend and understand that, and it makes sense to you, is if you're born again.
True. The only way.
Of the water and of the
spirit. Yes.
See, when you're born again, you still look like the same person.
Oh.
Bro. You still look just like the same person. What's the difference?
Yeah, what
is now you have the spirit of life.
Yeah! Life!
That's what's different.
Oh, yeah! My body abided, yeah! Oh, yeah!
People can't understand who you're clapping to.
Oh!
We can comprehend and understand if you don't have this spirit,
hey,
then you're not on it. That's simple enough, isn't it?
Simple.
You ain't got it. You ain't not on it.
God.
See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
His word, spirit,
yes, sir,
always brings life.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I mean,
yes,
and
yes,
those who have life always respond to the word.
No doubt.
Yeah. I just.
Yes, sir. Good Lord.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Those who have life. Yeah. Yes, sir. Come on, Chef. Yeah.
I trip out. People be on. Jesus.
No!
And I be on.
Yeah.
Come on,
Jeff.
Oh, bro, we know he's seated at the right hand of the Father.
Right. Yeah. Come on. Hey.
But he's dwelling in the
temple. Come on. Come on.
Where is that temple?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. Know ye not?
Oh, yeah.
Know ye not? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Right. Don't you know?
Yes, sir.
That you are the temple.
Yeah.
See, I got a good message downloaded.
Yeah.
Out there, walk the land and stuff like that. baby. Oh, yeah, join up too, man. Go on in. Go out there and see what we can look at and discern, and maybe, you know, give us a path to course, some suggestions.
Yes, sir.
I mean, after all, we got 25 years of experience. Yes, sir. That may account for something, you know, a little bit of something.
Yes.
And, of course, that rule, you're doing all driving, too. He says, yes, sir. He does. I didn't have it. We'll take our 12-year-old Mercedes S-Class AMG. You know, people still get mad at themselves that kid. I mean, if you was to go out and buy a 12-year-old car, who would get mad at that? But just because I got one, they mad as hell.
Mad as hell. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all proud of that, but still.
Brother Timmy, Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd, Teacher, and Brother. Bless you, Brother Timmy. But y'all got that though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Son of Spirit, right?
Yes,
did y'all see that, man, about Brett Favre? Brett Favre. That booger's been taking money from the welfare recipient. This man has made hundreds of millions of dollars during the time he played football. I guarantee you Green Bay, Wisconsin, is not going to talk about Brett Favre.
Oh, look at
the way they did KCP.
Look at that. Look at that. Sports
Illustrated. Yeah, come on, Sports Illustrated. Yeah. Now, you got a story, Dad.
Yeah,
you definitely got a story. Look at the devil, and the devil is a lie. And he all over the headlines. All over the headlines. This booger in with the governor. Embezzling and taking money from the lowest of the low. Let's see if y'all gonna remove his name from Lambeau Field. I guarantee if KG beat this, I'm like, hey, y'all will remove his name. You know, Kabir got his name up at Lambeau Field. Kabir Bajabil Million in the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. You think they're going to remove Brett Favre name like this? And mind you, the only thing Kabir did was come to the knowledge of the truth. And you know what? Now Green Bay, all of them up there, they done found out that Kabir's been right all the time. And his wife, his ex-wife is nothing but a liar. Because he uses everybody in her path. And they found out how stupid and dumb they are. And now they're too proud, prideful to admit it. Yeah, to say that.
Yeah.
Mind you, this man has had character.
Wow.
And this horsewoman, told us Kabir, you're going to be vindicated, brother. I appreciate the last one of y'all that are contributing by way of Cash App and PayPal and Super Chat. I do appreciate it. I do, because we use it for work of the ministry, I promise you. But is that not crazy?
Yes, there
is she is supposed to be a woman of righteousness. The divorce ain't even filed on the paper, man. Here she is flying out of here, going to fornicate with some guy. Doesn't lie to the children or turn the children against the father. You don't think that Kabir and TJ and Rob and all them is not thanking the father for straightway? These are men.
Yes, sir.
This world is trying to emasculate men.
Yes, they are.
You go the straight way, you know. We let
go. Oh, yeah. That's it.
We teach y'all how to let them hang.
Yeah.
Like
Jake.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Let them hang.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
like our ancient. Yeah.
Yeah, let them hang.
Yes, sir. I mean.
Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about? What am I talking about? Huh? What? You're bald, man. Let them hang.
Yes, sir.
That's one reason why people don't, I don't know what it is. You do get it with this estrogen dominant generation we live in, right?
Yeah.
Did y'all see that video I put up on Patreon about how the testosterone levels, 30 years ago, man, testosterone levels like 1,000 to 1,500. Now that, man, they're barely hitting 300 now.
Yeah.
Now you see the reason why people are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's all in the food and the water and everything else, man. You all know. By that, man, we give another 20 years, man, all men probably going to have to get on testosterone replacement there.
Come on.
Because it ain't your fault that you don't have none. It's because what they done done.
Yep.
All right. And by the way, certified USDA. FDA certified.
Yep.
And overseas, they won't even let these foods even grow in FDA.
Yep. True.
Wow. Ain't no God bless America. God damn America.
I mean,
come on.
Yep.
Now they're beating the war drums again, too. Oh, Israel trying to start some mess over there with Iran. Did y'all ever go to Google and see all them military bases surrounding Iran? I'm trying to drum up some more. You can see they've been trying to get us into a war when Pelosi went over there to Taiwan.
Right. Yes, sir.
They've been trying to drum up another war. Yeah, they have. Again. Yeah, I got to remind y'all. Y'all don't see how smart Russia and Putin is?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all don't see it? These boogers are going to turn around and put all these sanctions on Russia and European countries. I'm like, boy, y'all messing up. Y'all really messing up. It's one thing for America to do it. We'll cross the pond. But boy, how you going to be in Europe and Germany and put sanctions on a country to where you get your heating source and your gas from?
Right.
The retardation is just, it's something wrong. And let me get y'all some facts right here, all right? Europe imposed sanctions on Russia, but Putin turned around and put sanctions on him. He cut off the gas supply. Hey, it's so bad that they're burning, I think it's 10 million cubic gallons a day. Because they have so much of natural gas resource, they just let it burn up in there. Rather than give it to the European countries. You know what they tell the European countries? Oh, we got to shut the pipeline down for maintenance.
Man.
I said, that sounds like America. Well, we going to cut back on.
Yeah.
It's down for maintenance.
Yeah.
Huh? And look at this. The EU, they fill their gas reserves. Their reserves is at 79% right now. And Germany is at 83%. Right now. So right now, they ain't doing pretty good. You know, they can't top them off unless they start cutting off. What's the name of that pipeline? That pipeline, it's got a name, man. Nord Stream 1. This gas line transports 55 billion cubic meters of gas.
Ooh.
And Putin done cut it off to Europe. Europe, y'all better get ready for great tribulation. At least for y'all tribulation. See, what does this teach you, though? Hey, war is fought in many ways.
That's right. That's good.
Y'all heard of Cold War, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. War's fought in many ways, man.
Yeah.
Now, hey, this is why I don't trust America. I don't trust the government. I don't trust the civil government, the municipalities, the so-called civil authorities, cities, states, townships. I don't trust none of them. I don't trust the electric company. Yeah, I want to say it right. I don't trust the electric company. That's why we have candles, oil lamps, lighters, wood stoves. I don't trust because anytime they want you to pull a plug.
Yes, sir.
Anytime they can pull it, they can stop electricity. So if you wanted to bring a people to their knees, what better time to stop electricity but in a dead of winter?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Come
eat.
And cut off electricity, we still won't stay warm.
Oh, yeah.
We got wood stoves.
Hallelujah.
You know what I mean? Don't the book teach you old paths?
Yeah, yeah.
See, for the old paths, the old ways. And everybody despises them. Even if you have built a home, put the old paths in the home or something just in case they go that way. You got it.
Yeah, right.
It's a fallback plan.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, and by the way, Europe is dealing with inflation just like America has. You know, hardly anybody got no damn money nowadays. Because they spend it all at the gas pump. They spend it all at these stores, these high commodity prices. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But don't say that Pastor Dow has not been warning y'all. Sometimes I actually feel like Noah. When Noah warned people 120 years. I've been warning for this for a long, long time. What? So people, they ridiculed me. Call me every name under the sun. You ever notice, though, that they don't throw around and sling around that word cult leader no more?
Right.
You ever notice that?
Yes, sir.
You ever notice? The silence is deafening.
Yes,
they're not calling Pastor Dow a cult leader no more. See, at first, you look crazy. You look like a friend's lunatic. Mm-hmm. When you start talking the way we talk to him when we live. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, yeah, it's all of a sudden you start, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Man, we out here mocking this cat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We laughed at him. Wait a minute, hold on. Mm-hmm. Something, man, they got it right.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what's going on around us.
Yeah.
The next phase, the one who used to mock, now all of a sudden, they lie. So wise that now they don't even want to. They don't even want to go to the wise man for knowledge because it's pride.
Yes.
They'll rather go and make mistakes that will cost a lot of money than to come to the wise and get some instruction. Because the pride is down in there.
Yeah.
No, y'all better hear that, Israel.
That's cool.
Hey, Brother Daniel, I didn't get a chance to get with you, man, but I'll give y'all a call first day, man. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But do you trust America they call? Shit. In famous New York, $10. What if America is betraying, chastening Europe for the Great Reset? I mean, the Great Reset, they wanted to diminish America, and Trump said America would never be part of globalism, caused the sanction of Europe. Hey, check this out. Listen. How many times have y'all tell me if y'all ain't never heard me say this on video. Y'all countries out in the world, y'all better listen to me. Don't be set up at court in America looking for its favor, because America's going to leave you high and dry. America's going to deceive you. America's going to... I said that about Ukraine.
Yes.
When Putin went into Crimea, that was the last one he did. I told y'all, man, don't be listening to America.
Yeah.
America ain't coming. Oh, they'll give you some weapons, but they ain't coming.
Nope.
What I tell you was going to happen to Ukraine, it's going to be turned into an ass heap.
Yeah.
I said that before the first shot was fired, a long time before the first shot was fired. I still don't get it. Why the hell are we sending these people? They ain't part of the damn EU. Billions of dollars. It just don't make no sense to me.
Right.
It'll never make any sense to me. And then over in America, they give you a stimulus check of $1,500. You think you got paid.
Come on.
You think you got paid.
Yes.
Come on. What? There's a sucker born every day, though, isn't it? Y'all know Mother Lillian is, Mama Lillian is 87 years old. I thought she was still 86. When I left out to go to Straightway, Kentucky, with Elder Mitchell them this morning, I was out the gate probably about 6:15. Mother Lily was already at the top of the hill. That's a rebuke to some of y'all fat-ass, lazy Americans. She living a quality life. 87 years old, and she's walking this hill daily. I said at 6:15 this morning, she was at the top of the hill. Where your ass at? Most people think that I'm upset at fat people. No, I'm not. I'm not upset at fat people. I told you, I've been in these holiness churches, and I watched them condemn the drunk. I watched them condemn the whore.
Yes.
I watched them condemn the fornicator. I watched it. Yeah, I did. I watched them make a big ass stink out of the people who smoking cigarettes. But I've never heard them once ever rebuke a glutton. Why would you do that when the mother of the church is a glutton? And I read the scriptures and I said, why is this a void? But we champion ourselves as the pillar of righteousness. I'm sorry, folks. All this fat shit that y'all feed the lust of the flesh with, I'm telling you, y'all ain't pleased with it. It proves that you have no self-control. You can't sit up there and call yourself submitted to y'all while you are committed to the devil and your flesh. Y'all gave us the Holy Spirit for us to have mastery.
Yes.
Dominion. Come on. Hallelujah. I want to hear that shit. I'm sorry. You ain't going to never get passed without catering to that shit at all. I don't give a damn what y'all
think. Hallelujah.
It's an abomination.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. So what am I supposed to do? Stop talking about it because you want the fat ass people around? Hell no.
He's loving. Yep.
Ain't nothing personal, it's just the truth.
Yeah.
Let the Holy Spirit convict you.
Yeah.
I don't want a damn thing. That's a work of inspiration right there to see us 87.
Yes.
You're a white woman 31 years older than me. 87-year-old woman at the top of the hill at 6:15 a.m. in the morning. Some of y'all should be disgusted with yourself. You should be. Watch, it gets quiet. It does get quiet. We have down. The book always talking about the people who God is their belly and whose glory is in their shame. See, them part we ignore.
Right.
Yes, sir. It's pretty simple. If you know you need to put a knife to your throat, you have a difficult time. You people are waiting. Some of you praying. This is how y'all missed everything. Y'all praying. Y'all do this. Father, I have a problem with overeating. I have a problem. I have a sugar addiction. Father, please take this away from me. Please take this away. Father, Father, please take it. And you wonder why you ain't been heard. One reason why you ain't been heard because you missed the first step, which is repent. The Father don't hear the prayer of sinners. And in that area, you're sinning.
Real.
Ain't nothing wrong with praising y'all. It's still the truth.
Yeah.
Don't glory in life. Glory in the truth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Sir.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
You repent first.
Yeah.
Yes. Then, when you have access to turn from the wicked way.
Oh, access.
You ain't going to get no access to turn if you won't go skirt around and go around. The Bible says, submit yourself to Yah.
Yes.
Resist the devil and his way.
Submit. Yes.
Yeah, man, come on. Y'all better stop this foolishness and this nonsense.
Yes, sir.
You know, one reason why I talk about that because, man, listen. I have just as much as propensity as anyone else to just get, I mean, I she gets big as a damn house.
Come on, Seth.
I promise I can. I'm serious. You better get mastery.
Yes, that's it.
You better get mastery over this, your flesh. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Thanks, babe. Better get master over your flesh. But y'all don't think that's an inspiration for that woman to be 87 years old and walk that hill.
Yes, sir.
She does it. I know for sure she does it at least 5 times a week. And if I'm going to be conservative, I'll say 3, but I know she's up there.
Right.
Up and down. Up and down. See, our problem is that when we're sensitive to some shit, we don't mind saying hallelujah when it don't pertain to us. But when it does pertain to us, all of a sudden we can all. That's why we don't ever get no real truth deliverance.
Yeah. Oh,
because we're hypocritical and our
stand
step off.
Come on, step.
I don't give a damn if you're smoking, boozing, carousing, drinking, fornicating, doing whatever the hell you is.
Yes,
it's amazing how mute we get.
Yes,
as soon as it pertains to us, we get mute as hell.
Yes, sir.
When it's about everybody else, oh, hallelujah.
Right. Yes, sir.
We raise the roof off the house.
Yes, sir.
Hypocrites.
Yes, sir.
Hypocrite.
Yes, sir. Sir.
Real talk.
Bondage.
Now, I'm going to tell you something else, too. You've got to know your enemy. And a lot of times, a lot of this obesity that we have in America, it really ain't your fault. But if you don't acknowledge the truth, not knowing it's not your fault, what can you do about it? They have laced these foods.
Yes, sir.
They have made these things addictive.
Addictive, yes, sir.
I know what they have done. I know they have set you up for failure.
Yes, sir. Yep.
But did we not tell you to buy a big burger?
Yes, sir.
Did we not tell you to get you a distiller?
Yes, yes, sir. Way of escape.
Oh, come
on,
see?
Come on.
Yeah. But now we don't want to do that.
Come on, see? Man,
come on. Y'all seen, have y'all seen I'm distilling there?
Yes, sir.
It's been up a year. Big old, it's a big old stainless steel thing sitting right in here. Mm-hmm. Right next to the refrigerator. That thing, man, we all kinds of, we drink the steel water. And we drink, we got filter water, we got perky water down in the down off. But no. I know, believe me, we drink bottled water too, but we drink the one that Sister Sonia. What's the name of that one?
Crystal Geyser.
But it's still in plastic.
Right. Yes, sir.
You can't be drinking bottled plastic ass water all day long, all the damn time.
Mm-hmm.
You need a way of escape.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Somebody said, Pastor, I've been watching you for 10 years, and you've helped me to be in a good financial position. Come out of her mouth,
you. I'm not
exaggerating when I tell y'all. Sometimes I go to the mailbox, and there'll be a check in there for $2,000 just to say, thank you, Pastor Dow. I don't believe in religious perspective or point of view, but I sure do believe what you told. Thank you very much. First thing I do, Lord, thank you, Father.
That's it. Yeah.
Have
a good one.
Thank you, Father. That person said to lose another 10 years, so look what it's done got him.
Okay.
A lot of people. And of course, then there's a lot of people that they, like that bro Chris out there following Yahshua. The sisters, his wives and him, they always behind every one of our stories. That's fine. But he got a bunch of punks over there with a bunch of sissies. Following Yahshua, a bunch of sissies over there. I said, why don't y'all Israelites get along? I do get along with Israelites. I got a whole bunch of them right here. But we don't sneak this.
Yeah.
That ain't straightway. That's not our character.
No. Straight.
We're not like that. We don't speak in the engine windows.
No, we
straight up. We're going to call your name. We know who you're talking about. We're going to call you straight up.
We speak in light, not in darkness.
Well, what did you do that for? Because y'all just want to meet militant. Last person I ever want to fight is an Israelite. I'd rather go out here and just beat the shit out of heathens. Never fight against our own people. It's just our own people are so damn stupid.
Yes,
I'm talking about Israelites. Israelites come in all shades of colors. Black, white, red, yellow. I used to say blue, purple, green, and green, brown, but then we have to enlist that movie Avatar and put them in there too then, wouldn't we? Hey, but anyway, as we go on. Hey, check this out. Again, you know we're coming up on the feast days, right?
Yes, oh, man. Hallelujah.
Yes, and believe me, my shy has been on me all week. You're supposed to make the plug. You're supposed to make the plug. I'm going to make the plug. The plug is coming. You know, for Michael Israel and them and their earth. Listen, this stuff right here, I'm telling you what Pastor Dow household take, this stuff right here. I don't know what Sister Coya and those sisters are doing, but this is some good stuff. This is some powerful stuff, too.
I mean, it is.
When I see Michael Israel and his wife, I'm saying, y'all two come here. I'm not going to make it, but I don't want y'all to tell me. What? Tell me what y'all putting this thing right here. I know what you're No, I get it. This is some antiviral. You know all that cough, phlegm, respiratory, stuff like that? Hey, they make some good stuff.
They
householdherbs.com. Kidney, star form, love that one too. Love that one. And then this one right here. This is an antiviral respiratory defense, just like this one, but it's in a concentrated dropper form. It's the same as this. Hey, most of y'all don't know it. I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Listen, do not give your children NyQuil or DayQuil or Robitussin. Don't give them that shit. You know the reason why? That's a new avenue that they're using now for children to get autism.
Mm-hmm.
See, because they're not fully developed. You can take this stuff, ain't going to bother us none. But them, no. You have to keep their immune system up.
Hallelujah.
Hey, what do y'all bring me those Vitabits in here? Bring me those Vitabits in here. Aspot. Y'all get some of these. When I can remember to take them, I take about 50 of them a day. Somebody said 50? Yeah, you can put about 15 in your hand and swallow it. It's like swallowing one pill. Goes out easy. But I give this guy at least 3 to 4 times a week. 7 pills a day, I'll just smash it up. Look at this. Y'all always want to know what path down they'll be taking. There it is. There it is. Right here. Vitamins. Y'all want to know how to get some of these and get a good deal on it? Don't go straight to the company. Go to Aspot. I mean, Sister Ashley, Dickie Bell's wife. 50. Yo, look. Come on, look at this thing, though.
Yep. Mm.
Jim, they're small. And boy, these things, they detox, wellness, vitality. Some of them need some vitality. Yeah, 56 years old, I need all the vitality I can get. Does you help all y'all vegans out up here? Indigestible for that. I mean, this is some good stuff. Spirulina, real true spirulina. Not that shit out there that was filled with poisons and stuff. Real spirulina and Corellum. Algae tablets. Now, they say 30, but I take 50. You don't want to take 50 because, I mean, that, I thought each bag carries, I think, 1,000. 1,000. Everybody, 1,000? Okay, do 50 times 1,000. How many servings do you have if you're doing 50? See what I mean? You're only getting 20 days out of it. See what I mean? But you don't have to do 50. I do 50 because I'm old and I'm full of shit. I know I am. I got shit shot at me from the military and every damn thing else. You know what I mean? And it also detoxes. Bring me the green one in here too, y'all. Since we own this, everybody always want to know what type now they'll be doing. Oh, as about dairy free, no sugar, no dairy, no gluten, no caffeine. Vegan, keto, non-GMO, zero sugar. Man, we going all in now, ain't we? This one right here is straight up detox. This is nothing but Corellum tablets right here. So you have this one and this one. Because of a bad diet, that's still a lot of money that y'all are spending on products and stuff. Like, listen, if the soil wasn't so depleted, if the food wasn't so bad, I mean, yes, we deer hunt, turkey hunt, all those stuff, but guess what they eating? They eating GMO shit. They probably half the stuff they grow from the land that ain't modified, but then they go get the corn field, they get the GMO stuff. You still got to detox. Well, you think it costs a lot of money for this, go to the doctor and get sick. You ain't seen nobody yet. So much for y'all wisdom. So, yeah, we spend the money on stuff like that to help us to have a little bit more health.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I mean, after all, listen, I'm not, teacher, ain't you 55? You get ready to be 56 in January, right?
Yes.
Let's see, 56, 55, and watch this. What are you pointing at? Kosher.
Yeah,
kosher. Well, did we mention kosher?
Yeah,
kosher. Yeah, for all your Jewish people. That means kosher. Some rabbi probably had all that other good stuff. They probably just put it on there, certified kosher anyway. So anyway, we'll put a lightning rod on us on this. So, I keep telling y'all, just using myself and Teacher Shane, that should be enough example, as old as we are, that should be enough example that, damn, we must start paying attention to what they're saying.
I mean. Yes, sir.
If you don't believe me, look at the alternative.
No.
Look at the alternative.
Okay.
Huh? And the one thing we always say, what? Well, keep moving. If you don't want to move for some reason, keep moving. Move.
Yes, sir.
But, hey, that, but I'm telling you what, household herbs, and you go to that website right there, there's a hell of a lot better than someone is charging crystals and having chakras.
Hallelujah.
And praying to Eastern mysticisms and who, anyway, y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all know what I'm saying. All right, McNabb, you up tonight, man. I got to go to the bathroom. Come and give a word to the Israelites. Get up here, McNabb. Face off.
Peace out. Bless y'all. Shabbat shalom, Israel. Wasn't expecting this at all. But, I will say this, since feasts are coming up, I pray that we all are preparing our hearts for y'all's appointed time, because one thing I truly desire for us, every feast, I pray this, every feast, I fast and I pray for this, and I truly desire it, and that's for us to be on one accord, That's for us to be on one accord, truth. One heart, one spirit, because, you know, my desire is to see the Most High manifest His power and His anointing amongst us and truly heal, truly deliver, and set free all of us that need it. So, you know, I'm praying that we are getting our spirits right and preparing for the feast and truly taking heed to the word that has been coming forth from the men of Yah, from Pastor Dow, from Pastor Corey, from Teacher Shane, Elder Rufus, Brother Daniel, all of the ministers, man. We've been getting some powerful words from our leaders. And I just pray we taking heed to it and applying it and being doers, not just here.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
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 You know, Elder Mitchell, that is my son. You know, like Paul said, my son Timothy, in the faith right there. Elder Mitchell. Elder Mitchell, he went up to Straightway Goshen. Because, you know, them brothers be, I mean, with Frogman up there, you're going to be training. He's up there training, man, and he did pretty good. There's some CQ, I don't know if they call it CQB or CQC anyway. He went up there, and then after he left there, he turned around and came down here, went over to McNabb's house, Brother McNabb's house, and McNabb went out and showed him how to fish. Is that right? And, man, there's some big old fish.
Yeah.
You don't understand, we be eating rock. We call them rockfish down here, man. It's a big, gigantic bass, basically what it is. It's a big bass, man. I'm amazed at how many fish has got to be in there, man, for people to still be pulling out them kind of fish like that. And what's them foreign people? They ain't not the Laotians. Huh? Is the Laotians? They be down there pulling them things out left and right, man. There's a technique to it. There's a technique to doing it. And boy, I looked at Elder Mitch this morning. Elder Mitch, I said, hey, Elder Mitch, I said, check this out. I said, how much you had to wrestle with that thing? It's a fight, isn't it? Because not only do you have to fight the fish, you got to fight the current. Did y'all lose any?
Elder Mitch did. He lost one.
He lost one.
Yes, sir.
Man, you know that'll mess you up out of fighting all this time. And it's a war to bring them things in.
Yes, sir. You weren't prepared for it.
You
didn't think
it was going to
hit that hard.
You don't think it was going to hit that hard, huh? Woo-wee! I bet he know now. Yes, he know now.
Mm-hmm.
He proudly has some food. It sure is nice when you have your pickup truck. And then you go home with a cooler full of fish. It sure is nice to bring home some food. See, we have lost our way, man. See, it used to be a time that the whole sole purpose of a man's essence and his essence was to go out and hunt and bring some food home.
Come on,
it wasn't go out and work for a corporation.
No.
Right?
Come on, Chef.
Sending some damn widget line or something like that. No, it wasn't.
Yep.
It was about survival.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We keep forgetting, man. We better stop this forgetting the old past and old land.
Yeah.
We better forget. I'm telling you. See, he can go fishing and he can feed. He can feed his family.
Yes.
Feed the tribe.
Hallelujah.
See what I mean? That's what he can do. You can't always go to Kroger to the seafood section and pay $16.99 a pound for red snapper.
Boy.
Huh? You listen to Kyle Lyle. Am I saying your name right? If it ain't, it's all right. Then we are. Boy. You took some fish home too?
For the peas, yes, sir.
Oh, you're going to grill
them? I'm going to let Brother
Messiah
fry them. Oh, yeah, why?
Jesus said, oh, why? Brother Messiah, man, he just, the way he kept bringing all that food
Oh, the last tabernacle he doing that. The way he kept doing, we was like, brother. And he was doing it with joy and with bells on.
Yes.
That brother was, me and that Rufus would look at each other and we just, I did. Every time something come up, I would call my shop. Hey, come over here. It just, brothers. Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, that brother.
What a beast.
Hallelujah. Hey, I want Israel. We going, I know it's going to cost us at least $500. I want us all to chip in. I'm going to put $100 in. We're going to get him a grill master apron. Straightway, we're gonna make sure that thing is professionally made.
Yes.
And the only way you can get that from him is you gotta outdo him.
Yes.
That brother.
Yes.
We need to call him Priest.
Yes.
I mean, basically that's the reason why Israel, they ought to sacrifice because I'm going to meet with the priest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot. Man. I got 100 on him myself. Well, I saw, man, soon as people were bringing this up, people take a fight, man, and people just stop and they try.
Yeah.
They'd be like, that brother got some chronic food. I'm telling you, unless you've been there, you can't even. Man. That brother. Most of y'all people, y'all don't have no idea.
Yes.
Y'all have no idea. Daniel said, I got 50 on it. See, we're already halfway there.
Go on.
Here we go. Y'all have no idea how much fun we be having during the tabernacle.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey,
man.
Holy. Man. Yeah. Holy. Man. If I should have been ready and waiting for the tabernacle. People don't get it, man. They just don't get it, man. They just,
ooh.
Man, the Most High, y'all, he thought that much about us.
Yeah.
Before we get started.
Yeah.
But man, the Most High God, he made sure that we will keep our center of attention and focus upon him.
Yeah.
Because after all, when we come to these feasts, we are invited.
Yeah.
Not by us.
Yeah.
But by him. He's invited.
Chosen.
Come on. Some Christians got appointed times in the year.
Yeah.
You can't find none of them in the book.
No, don't fear.
Read. Double read 16:16. Read.
3 times in a year.
Y'all hear that? Come on.
Shall all your males.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Appear before Yahweh, your Elohim.
Let's hear what he says. Read.
In the place where he shall choose.
See? Somebody said, well, he chose in Jerusalem. Hold on. Don't y'all start that mess with you. You can do that mess with these uninformed so-called Israelites. You can't do that mess over here because we know the book. You follow it?
Yes, sir.
In the place that he choose. See, now, if you line it all up, I always say this, don't I? He said, I'm going to be like little sanctuaries.
Yep.
No matter where you've been scattered. Are you following me? And you think it's only in Jerusalem. Neither will you say in this mountain.
Right.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
See, people don't get it.
Come on. Yeah.
But the true worship shall work with the Father.
We
know how to line it up now. I probably can walk it right on down the line.
Yes.
We can line it up.
Yes.
Precept upon precept. Here a little.
Here a little.
Here a little. calling. You know, y'all are dealing with novices over here.
Come on, move.
Three teeth.
In the place which Yah shall choose.
And then he said, to really make it simple, where two or more gather together in my name, now I am in the midst. Oh, yeah. Read on.
In the feast of unleavened bread.
You hear that?
And in the feast of weeks.
It is amazing how people, sometimes they try to make or take contention with us. Well, it ain't over there. It ain't Jerusalem. It ain't Jerusalem. Y'all so cardinal. Healing is the children of bread. We always have that going on, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Every feast, we have miracles, signs, wonders. People
power.
Can feel the Holy Spirit, power of the Most High. Mm-hmm. Y'all rejoicing, praising, worshiping.
Yeah.
I mean, we all love it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And y'all set up in on these dead tensions. These proud people that don't even want it, too proud to praise y'all.
There it is. Yep. Sure.
And we've had a couple of people come over from IUIC to a couple of, man, when y'all get in that doctrine, man, they be jacking y'all up, man. You can't, you know it's right. You come over, you leave there, come the straight way, and you so jacked up.
Ooh, yeah, man.
That you can't even be
so
free.
Yeah.
About it.
Mom, in the life of Messiah.
I'm
giving you liberty. Man, we've been free from the law of sin and
come
death.
On,
come on,
man.
Come on. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Liberty.
Yes.
Liberty.
Man, we be in it.
Oh, yeah.
And loving it, too.
Yes, sir. The light. Yes.
Oh. I never thought, man, you ever come to a place where you just love praising
yes.
Him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praising
come
him.
On. Made to do.
Come on, T. We're in a feast of weeks.
Feast of weeks.
We got Pentecost. Come on.
And in the feast of tabernacles.
So he didn't command us to meet on Christmas.
Oh.
Easter.
Oh.
Halloween.
Nope.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. He didn't do that then.
No. Y'all laid it all out. Same yesterday, today,
forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bring it up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? Read on.
And they shall not appear before Yah empty.
Now that empty and that one scripture right there is big.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you need to bring whatever you can travel with. Beef, lamb, whatever. If you can't travel with it, go change it in for some cassette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we ain't going to go through all this right now. You just got to be there to know. But, man, I tell you, whoo, what a beautiful time.
Yeah.
I would tell you, Brother Sean, there's some brothers that's been... They done threw away their towels to unseat you, brother.
Mm. Oh.
You know, a lot of people can't stand them accolades. One
that
brother and two of them.
Oh,
come on. Ain't nobody better than me now. Hold on, Pastor. We love you, Pastor, but then wait a minute. Brother, you know how Money Manning is the Hot Wheels town.
Yeah.
You can't say nothing about it, man.
You can't say
nothing about it. Now, you can come close, but close ain't good enough.
Nah.
You can't say nothing about Rashad. I'm telling you. No, you can't. No, you can't. But we'll see. Because we'll be definitely glad to be there to sample it.
That's
it.
Yeah.
We'll be there. That brother bought so much food. Hey, Mother Carol, all of y'all better make sure. Y'all really better make sure about these snack nights or whatever it is, who y'all got snacky of. You may want to have them run it by Rashawn real quick. Because, man, he bought so much food.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Hey, you know, we got five deer stands set up down there. Jewish Shabbat Shalom, Israel.
Shalom.
We have five, man, can you say five, there's five of us? Boy, we're going to surround those people. We're going to surround, I'm telling you. Shoot. I don't even know where my 30-6 went. I may go out and give me a 270, man. Either 270 or 308. Yeah, something. I may do that on hunting this year. I don't know, man. I like 30-06 though, man. I do, man. I'm gonna kill a few deer with them things. Woo! I seen these damn white people. Up at a damn park, man. Saying hi to a big ass bear as it walked by. Hey, big boy. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? You should have seen the size of that bear. And that bear, y'all fortunate, he probably just got finished eating. He's full.
Right.
Because he walked right past him. Hey, big boy. I mean, no farther than you and I. And he turned around, walked right past him. I'm like, shh, man, I've been in that vehicle, man, looking for my AR.
What?
Yeah. Shoot, hey, big bear, my ass.
Yeah.
Man, those bears will rip you from limb to limb.
Yeah, I mean,
and you know one thing, they won't preach in Christianity, right?
What's that?
They won't tell you about the story where those children.
Oh.
I seen it on Facebook, man. These children were mocking Elijah because he had a bald head.
Bald head, man.
Woo! He cursed them Buddhas. And y'all sent a bear and killed all them children. That's a story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gonna tell stories? Come on. If you gonna tell stories from my book, tell it out.
Almighty God.
Moral of the story is don't mock a man of Yahweh. You think Elijah give a damn about being bald headed? No, it was the spirit behind it.
Oh,
these are unruly children.
Come on, Sam. The spirit behind it. Yeah.
Well, you got hair right now. You don't know if you're gonna go bald.
That's it.
Never mind. Anyway. So in the dining hall earlier this week, I was teaching the saints. And he's trying to teach them a little bit about duty. And I gave the analogy. See, a lot of people, they don't understand. They don't comprehend duty. They don't understand not only are we in this because we're called, but it's a duty for us to serve. Mm-hmm. You have a calling, you have duty, and you also have love. So I asked them, which one's the greatest? Duty or love? Of course, nobody said nothing, but they're all there wise for doing it. The greatest is duty for our servitude. You know the reason why? So I'll give him an example. So you have a king. A king has a daughter. And he has a man over here he wants to ally with rather than war with. They will make a treaty, and the treaty will be sealed by marriage. The king will give his daughter to that man for marriage and will seal a peace treaty. Did love have anything to do with her? No, that was her duty.
Yes, sir.
That was her duty because her father said.
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean? Love will come later. That's why I tell people all the time. When you first meet a woman, you think, first of all, number one, you don't know a damn thing about love. And just put about 30, 40, 50 years in, then you'll know something about love.
Yes,
until then, you don't know shit about love.
Yes, true,
now, you know, all you know is familiarity and what you want is lust.
Yes.
You don't know.
Yes,
you grow into love.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
If I tell a woman I love you, I can trust me. I can't trust her. Because I can trust me. Because I know what love is.
Right.
I'm not saying she don't love me.
Right. Yeah.
But it's going to take us some time to get to where I'm at.
Yes, sir. Come on.
I know what my love is.
Come on, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
Yeah.
If a man loves a woman, is he not kind?
Yes, sir.
Does he not fulfill what the scripture says about charity?
Yes, sir.
Do it not carry yourself alone?
Yes, sir.
Do it not fall to itself not?
Yes,
come on now. No, that don't put. Come on, y'all.
Oh.
She got married out of duty.
Yes, sir.
And what is duty?
Well,
duty is a moral or legal obligation, a responsibility. When you come to a community, you have a duty and a responsibility. And I was teaching the saints here at Straightway, your family don't come first. The community comes first. That's family.
Yes.
So that's family as a whole.
Yes.
See, folks, you want to be selfish as hell and call your family duty when it ain't duty. Your family is just your own personal responsibility, but it ain't the whole. Then we show the difference between coronation and the mirror. Duty is also a responsibility and obligation, a commitment of obedience, allegiance, and loyalty. I'll give an example. More examples. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Way Moses served, that was his duty. To go even greater than Moses. The way Messiah gave his life.
Come on.
Yes. Now, don't get me wrong. I know what the scripture says. I know what it says. No greater love than this than a man lay down his life for his friend. I believe not. I get it.
Yes,
but the Messiah still said, nevertheless.
Yeah.
Then he said.
Yeah.
Because he had already said, Father, it be possible. If there's just one slight little sliver of a bit of a possibility, let this cup pass from me. Yes. But then his duty came in. Nevertheless, you ain't got the comprehension or understanding to know what the difference is between duty and love.
Wow. Come on, Chef.
Ranger and Frogman, they're flat out tell you. You hear these damn breathing and stuff. Damn, we may not go. I mean, we may not be coming back home. Nevertheless, because of duty, we gone.
Yes.
Whether we live or whether we die, we gone.
Yes.
And that's what the problem with some of us today. We want to live, we don't want to die to this flesh, though.
Yeah, come on, chef.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, folks. We can't be fooling around with y'all. We got time for it. Mm-hmm. When the Messiah said it is finished, it was finished.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yes,
he did his duty. You didn't say you got that right, then. See what I mean? Wow. He did his duty. Y'all, I don't even want to hear this. I don't even want to hear it. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes,
y'all hear what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The whole duty.
To live on a community, it takes more than love. You got to understand and comprehend what duty is.
Yes, sir.
That's good. Man.
Ain't nobody going to set up out and forsake you and hurt you, but I'll tell you what, man. You better have a duty and obligation.
Yes, sir.
You better understand what homage and filthy is. Huh? So, Ecclesiastes 12:13.
Let us hear. Hear. Hear.
Yes.
The conclusion.
Of what?
Of the whole matter.
Just some of it.
Oh,
10% of it.
Oh,
you know, the matter can't be that large, but we have to adhere to 100% of it.
Oh.
Well, let us hear the conclusion of what?
Oh, matter.
What is it?
Fear Yah.
Yes.
Do what with Yah?
Fear.
Reverence. Yeah.
That means have a sincere, serious reverence for
Yeah.
Him.
Reverence. Yeah.
And we get that reverence comes with trembling.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. About that. With fear and with trembling.
Yes.
The trembling is, if I don't do what he
says. Yes, sir.
Yes. He's already given me two ways to choose.
Yes, sir.
Two.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I said before you, two ways.
Yes.
Life.
Yes.
And death. And I'm going to give you the option to choose.
Come on.
Choose you life.
Yes.
And the life was his adhering to his word.
Yes, sir.
Read.
And he is
God. That's not what we you know, we have to restore these words nowadays. Because you think it's something
right.
No.
Come on.
God is totally concrete.
Yeah,
God, you set up a fort.
Yeah.
You set up a fort.
Yeah,
you.
Hey.
You
know,
it's concrete means.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Preaching.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God is commandment.
Watch this.
Yeah.
For this.
Is what?
This is the whole duty of man.
You know what that means?
Yes.
It's your job to stand guard.
Yes. Come on, sir.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know about this. It's your job.
Man.
Come on, sir.
Come on.
Responsibility.
You cannot alleviate your duties to somebody else.
Come on.
It's your responsibility.
Come on.
You don't belong to yourself.
Come on.
Hey.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Y
As you therefore have opportunity, man, do not miss.
Yes. No.
Yes.
No. Ain't nothing else.
Your scene.
Hey.
Yep.
Ooh, wait.
Yeah.
Virginia's something serious.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. He's something extremely serious.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the world missed it because, remember, in the beginning. Yahweh said, let there be light.
Yes.
That was in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Forward. All the way over.
Yes.
To John. In the beginning was the
word. Yes,
the word.
Yes, sir.
You get that?
Yes, sir.
The what?
The word.
The word was with Yah.
Yeah.
And the word was
Yah.
That's key. Was Yah.
Yeah.
Then he goes all the way down and he says, and the
word
became flesh. Oh, God. That's why people
missed it right there. It's all about.
Yeah. And then it said, yeah, and the word dwelt among us. That word dwelt, go look it up. It means that that word.
Holy tabernacle.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Yes, yeah. Said word, the word, the word.
Yes.
Oh, word.
True.
Life.
Wait.
Woo!
Yeah.
Boy, y'all make sure I get up there. I'm telling you, I got a message.
Oh,
right
man.
Here.
Oh!
Look it up.
Oh!
Look it up.
How many times
I said that I got a message downloaded right here?
Every time.
How many times I turn around and said I got a message downloaded right here?
Yeah.
Right here.
Woo.
Boy, y'all better get ready.
Yeah.
I hope y'all ready to receive. Ready to receive is when you come to Shabbat service, and as soon as you hear me finish prayer, and you know the meal is already finished. It's going to be served up.
Uh-huh.
You should have your plate out just like that.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. Plate out like that. Cup over here like
that. Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Fill my cup, God. I lift it up, God. Come and feed me thirsting of mine. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bread of heaven.
Yeah.
Feed me till I won't. No more.
Yes.
Take my cup. I lift it up.
Yes.
And make me whole.
Yeah.
You never heard that song, boy. I'll be a jukebox. Hero.
Oh, it is I. Let me a duke.
Oh, hero. Damn.
God, it's my jukebox.
Oh,
you
don't
believe it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's my life.
Yeah.
You remember, when we're in the world, we look forward to this night so we can go out and get drunk kung fu.
Yep. Yes, we did.
We look forward to this night.
Yes, sir.
So we come and hear the word of Yah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And come to food.
Yeah. Oh,
you got a food now? Right. I'm
getting
beside myself.
Yes, sir.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
How many times? Let me see. If you're speaking in tongues, you was accused of being a bad man.
Yeah.
You accused of being a drunker.
Yeah.
You accused of being a drunker.
Yeah.
It's like, man, these people, man, they, what the hell going on with them? Y'all fool. We fool.
Oh, hallelujah.
But we're full of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Not drunk.
Mom.
See you. On the ninth house.
And you'll know we're being filled with the Spirit because you know why? You're going to see what y'all told us to do.
Yes, sir.
He gave us command.
Yeah.
And these signs.
Yep.
Shall follow them that
believe.
Not know of, not heard about, not know of.
Yeah.
No, that be.
That believe.
There's a difference.
Shall follow.
There's a big difference.
We will follow.
My job is to be able to
administer and dispense as much of this I can to as many of his
Israelites.
Now, what I'm trying to do is listen, if you go and look at all, and I'm not diminishing nothing about what these great men have done. They've done a lot. But the problem with the assembly today, in this day and time and hour, the problem is this, is that we've always been accustomed to looking for one man who has the anointing to be responsible for all the miracles.
Mm-hmm.
When Yah said, these signs shall follow them that believe. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm trying to get y'all that the works that I do,
yeah,
you shall do. Is that
not
what the Father said?
That's what it said.
Yeah, that's word.
Is that not what it said?
Yeah.
Try Mark 11:32 real quick. 11:23 and 24. But is that not what he said? The works that I do, ye shall do.
Yes, sir.
And greater works than these shall ye do because I go unto the Father.
Yes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
He turned around and he dispensed his power to the 12.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't try to keep it to himself.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. What I know, I'm not trying to keep it to myself.
Right, yes, sir.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Y'all get this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And go do this.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You can do it.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You follow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why it takes greater works than these takes.
Yes, sir.
There's going to be many of us going to do it.
Hallelujah.
And Messiah answered, saying unto them, have faith in Yah.
Stop. Have what?
Faith in Yah.
Have what?
Faith in Yah.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
In who?
Yah.
Come on.
For verily, I say unto you, that
you know
whosoever
you say. You know I'm going to do it, though, right? We're going to hold it on, Brother Ron. We're going to hold it, Brother Ron. But we're in the Messiah word. So, verily, or truly, I say unto you. Now, if he said it, that's a word.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Mind you, he made them have no reputation.
Right.
See, people don't
right.
put the thing together.
Right.
They don't put it together. They don't understand that the very word from the beginning that said this, he said right in front of them.
Yes.
In flesh. That's the very word.
The same.
Because your little pea brain man can't comprehend what y'all is doing. You don't
believe.
And that's the reason why later on the apostle said, you know what? No wonder he thought it not robbery to be counted equal with Yah. Because he was the word.
Yes.
Oh.
Express the image.
Express the image of being visible. Go back in the beginning. What's up?
Word.
Never mind.
Whosoever
shall
say unto this mountain,
stop. Oh, that's going in.
my message wrong.
Come on.
Oh, I'm going to stop right there. I've joined his men down one.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Remember I told y'all what I thought a mountain was? A literal mountain.
Yeah, that's right.
I was waiting for that mountain to move. You better move, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a second. That's some real faith.
That's real faith.
Yeah. Let's go to 1 Peter. You did 1 Peter 4:10?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Peter 4:10. That's why Israelites love Shabbat.
Yeah. Talk about it.
All week is about getting to
talk about
morning.
It. The refreshing. Come on.
Rest in him.
Rest in him. Yes.
He is the light.
Yes.
He is the rest.
First Peter 4:10 reteach. As every man has received the gift.
Oh, hear that? And every man has received a gift. The gift.
Yes, sir.
Remember, Yahshua said, if you knew what the gift of Yah is and who it is that saith unto thee.
Yeah.
Remember he said that?
Right.
You would be asking.
Come on.
You would be asking.
Yeah.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. To give me the trick.
Right, sir.
Yes. The one. Yeah. Don't get it, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's the gift.
Damn.
Never
cursed
the
gift.
Come on. There's never been a more perfect gift.
Come on.
Than Yahshua coming down.
Yes. Oh,
never.
Oh, never.
In the flesh.
Messiah.
Messiah. When me and my side, you know, when y'all sit up on these vacations, right, the opportunity always comes for me to be able to minister, right?
Ooh.
You always see people looking for a hole to run in. Man, we be talking about Jesus so much. Man, we be having a revival.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? He's ready. You know what happens, though? Man, those same people who ask all these things, they get curious. Man, next 2 or 3 days, guess what? Boy, they
avoid
all.
Yeah.
They avoid all.
Yeah.
And we go, boy, this sure is a nice, peaceful vacation.
Why?
Come on,
yeah. Oh, man.
Hallelujah. Cinco de Cristo was so proud, he thought that he knew.
Yeah.
You don't know what you know.
Yeah.
Hey, here's an ocean. What hinder us? We can baptize you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man,
it's been a child of King.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Boy.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come
I'm
on.
A child.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
His royal blood flows through my veins. Sure, we guard that thing to keep out all things that have been. So Israel, I'm gonna get y'all a little taste of tomorrow, all right? Which was downloaded right here, all right?
Yep.
If y'all want a little taste, type in a 7.
Seven.
Just a little taste.
Yes,
I'm only gonna give you a little taste. That's it. They call it all dirt.
Wow.
It's over. It's done.
Wow. Yeah.
more are you looking for?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What literally more you?
Mindset.
Come on, Chef. Come on, Chef.
Help us out, man.
Teacher. We're going to get this.
Hey, yes,
oh, man. Come on, Chef. We're not the fool is up right now, but I promise you, tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Help us out, Chef. Did he not take every strike?
Yeah.
Every sickness.
Yeah.
Every disease.
Yeah.
Every time he laid a strike.
Yes.
Put a stripe on.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So I got one question. How many times have we been praying for healing?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you pray for something that's already
there?
Oh,
man. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
It's already there.
Yeah.
So as I paid attention to the words where I speak to people, what are you waiting for? It's already there.
Oh,
come
man.
On. Our problem is we walk so much in the flesh and we give so much heat to the flesh that we're not even walking in the blessing that we've been called, which is the Spirit.
Come on, sir.
You think about this. Is healing the children's bread?
Yes.
It is.
Did he not say it's finished?
Yes,
it is finished.
It's finished. It's done, right?
Yes. Yes. It's duty.
I'm going back to my word. I said a long, long time ago. I'm trying to teach y'all how to talk.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Commands.
Yes, man.
Duty.
Yes.
Why ask for something that's already there?
Yes.
Duty.
You see the reason why I slow things down? I slow them way down. I do it on purpose.
Yes, sir.
And believe me, I understand. When you hear it first time, I know you may get a little here, a little there. Oh, yeah, you'll get it.
Hallelujah.
I guess you'll get it.
Hear what the Spirit's saying?
Yes.
If Yahshua took every disease, and he did.
Yes.
And he said it's finished.
Yes, yes.
That means Satan has no more power.
No more.
Yes.
None.
Stricken from him.
Yes.
You know what the problem is?
Yes,
the problem is not the word. The problem is unbelief.
Yes.
Unbelief is it don't make sense to our natural mind.
Natural.
You hear me? But it makes perfect sense to the spiritual mind.
Yes.
You, man.
But we got to go deeper tomorrow. We got to pray. So, Israel, I promise you, it's not going to be a cliffhanger. We're not going to leave you hanging out. Y'all better get ready. Hopefully be the Father's will. Even more so, we're going to teach you how to speak. Teach you how to talk. And then that teaching how to talk, teach you how to believe.
Yes, sir.
Ooh,
yes.
You're in that.
Believe.
Yes.
You're in that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, man. How do you, the book says, submit yourself to y'all, resist the devil, and he'll flee, right?
Yes, sir.
So how do you submit yourself to y'all? And how do you resist the devil? You do a twofold thing in one action, one motion, that's it, period. By being obedient to Yahweh. It doesn't make any sense, though, because we in this world, we think, okay, good, I can get this. Okay, if I can move this here. All it does. Well, it don't take no faith to do that because You did it over your own strength. But what can you do what has already been done?
What foundation can you build?
Yeah.
What is already
laid? I know. I see y'all in that chat, bro. I keep talking y'all like, you're trying to grasp it strong. You're like, y'all just pray for Pastor Down. Most of y'all give me utterance.
Yes.
To be able to reach even unto you.
Yes.
But tomorrow we go on there.
Yes. Oh,
I tell you that right now. Oh, I tell you right now we go on there. I told you sitting down, we go on there. You're like, what the hell? Yeah, we go on there. You know, everybody's caught up on all this other external stuff. Why ain't people preaching about the power of Yah?
Yes.
The kingdom of Yah is manifested amongst us.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, that is the acid test.
Yes, sir.
People are
not. Yes,
sir.
And you, man, you better come on.
I just sit up there and try to mention his name a thousand ways with that tongue, that tongue, this tongue, that tongue.
Right.
Yeah. But if I can't do what he said, if I can't manifest what he said,
come on, Chad.
I ain't none of his.
Yes,
no.
Yeah. What tongue is that?
Say it again.
Come on.
I'm not none of his.
Come on.
Jesus said the works that I do, you shall do because I go unto the Father.
Yes.
No, that was greater works than he said you do.
Yes, sir.
Because I go unto the Father.
Yes,
what the hell's going on nowadays then?
Come on.
Don't get caught up in this religious shit.
Yes, sir.
Mm-mm.
Nobody voices. Yes.
Well, good day tomorrow.
Look at that.
Y'all better be ready, though.
Yes,
male, female, child.
Yes.
Y'all all get ready. Get ready.
Get ready.
Come on.
Receive.
Yes. This is what I'm
saying.
Stop, though.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's already 20 up already. Sometimes I wonder, how we going to be when we get 77 years old and teach? Probably still the same time.
The name of Jesus.
Y'all get your rams on.
shofar,
yes,
loud sounding,
yes,
cymbals, triples, dance, drums.
Yes.
You let them go purchase them.
Yes.
I'm trying not to laugh, baby, like this.